So in today's prayer of confession, when I was working on the bulletin this week, the prayer of confession, which we all just said, really struck me. And the line that I like the best is, you are blessed with talents, gifts, resources, many things, and yet we hide them under a bushel. Well, this references one of Jesus' parables where he says, we don't light a lamp and put it under a basket, do we? You don't turn on a light in your house and put a blanket over top of it, right? To cover up. If you turn on the light, you want it to shine, right? So that's the same with our gifts and our talents. God gives us those things so that we can use them to shine in this world and to make it a better place. So the question is not whether you have a gift or a talent. No matter what age you are, you have gifts and talents. And as we all know, these change over time. I happen to see that one of you might have a coloring book in the pew with you. Is that right? So when my kids were little, I loved when they colored pictures and gave them to me. That is a gift. When you color pictures, when you write notes, and you give them to people that you love, that's a gift to them. When you play the piano, that's a gift to all of us, and it's a talent that God has given you. And I know, and you all know, each of us in this big Trinity family, and I know you can look at each other and you can identify other people's gifts. And I can go around this room, and I did when I was preparing this, I can go around this room and tell you what some of your gifts are because you have touched me with those gifts. So use those gifts. God didn't give them to you for them to shine under a basket or a blanket. Use those gifts and make this world a better place. And it doesn't matter what you think, or if you think your gift is big or small or not big enough. I'm here to tell you that your gifts are special because God made you special and he gave you those gifts on purpose. Let's pray.